Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Chaf Beis, and we're going to talk about what the Mishnah talks about, getting Hana'ah from Malecha Shabbos of a Goy. Getting Hana'ah from Malecha Shabbos of a Goy. So there's a separate Isser, as we know, of Amira La'akum, asking a non-Jew to do Malacha for me on Shabbos. That is a different topic. Various different reasons given for that. Why is it Asar Amira La'akum? Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah mentions that maybe it's included in V'daber Davar, Mimso Chefzecha, as we had earlier, a couple of days ago, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Others say, the Rambam says, maybe if I ask a guy to do a malacha, I'll come to do a malacha, because I'll be mezalzel in Shabbos. Rashi says, maybe there's a concept of shlichus. So that's the issue of Amir La'akim in general, which we assume is Durabanan, though some Rishonim, in the Smag quotes the Medrash, that maybe it's an Issa Daraisa, because it says, lo se aseh. Okay, but we assume that it's Durabanan. But today's Mishnah discusses, what about if a guy does something on Shabbos, I didn't ask him to do it, am I getting benefit from that malacha? So you have this concept by Shabbos, also, by a Jew also. You have the concept of Maisa Shabbos by a Jew. If a Jew does malacha, that's the Gemara in Chul and Andaf Tezvav and Aleph, where the Gemara talks about all different shittos, three different shittos about a Jew. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, Chul and Tezvav and Aleph. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal, b'meizid lo yochal, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg yochal b'motzi Shabbos, amazed lo yochal olamis. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer b'shogeg yochal b'motzi Shabbos, lachem lo lo, amazed lo yochal olamis. So three different opinions in the Tanaim about what's the halacha of a Maisa Shabbos of a Jew. But what about Maisa Shabbos of a Goy? That's today's Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nachri shehidlik asaner, if a Goy lit a candle, mishtamesh la'oro Yisrael, a Jew is allowed to use that, use the candle. A Goy lit a candle for himself, so a Jew is allowed to use that. Then b'shvil Yisrael asur, but if it was done for a Jew, so then it is asur. Rashi is in midrabanan. Midrabanan, right? Maaseh Shabbos is drabanan. Milei mayim lahashkos behemto, if a goy is mamali mayim from a bor, the bor is in Rishus HaYachid, he brings it into Rishus HaRabim, he does a malacha, so again, Maaseh Shabbos Yisrael, if there's any left over, then a Jew could use that. Then b'shvil Yisrael asur. But if he did it for a Jew, usher. So again, the Mishnah tells us, if a goy did a malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, then the Jew is not allowed to get benefit from that. And a third, asa nachri kevesh le'reid bo, if a nachri builds a ramp to get off a boat, so then yorid achra of Yisrael, then a Jew can also then go and benefit. But if you made it for a Jew, then it is usher. So those are the three different deos. That one is allowed if it was made for done for the goy, but not for the Jew. The Ritva just notes, why is it if it's mutter, in the case of where it was done for a goy, isn't it nolad? Isn't it muksa? To use the candle, to use the ramp? Ask the Ritva right here on our Mishnah. If he did it for himself, Mishtamish Lo Yisrael, Pirish, Mishum Maisa Shabbos, like there's no Maisa Shabbos, She'ena Goy Mitzuva Al Shvisa. The Goy is not Mitzuva in Melecha Shabbos, so if he did it for himself, there's nothing wrong. Ela Shebe Eved Va'ama Hisiranu Akasav. If there's a Goy that's working for me, that's a separate Isser. Shol Yat Lasos Melecha Litzarchenu. V'cham Asraf Benachri Shalol Lasos Melecha Litzarchenu. And the Chachamim is a Daraisa for an Eved to do Melecha, and Chacham Asraf even a Goy not to do Melecha. That's what we just said. Avak Sh'osel Atzma Mutter. But if it's done for himself, Mutter. V'kashalon asked the Ritva, Gabiner V'kevesh, Heich Mishtam Mishpam Yisrael to Nolad Gomer Ninu. It's Nolad. These are Muksa. These are why the ramp wasn't there before Shabbos. The candle wasn't lit before Shabbos. V'chein kishalikid asavim letzarech behemto. Also, when a person later on the daf, when he gathers a harvest grasses in order to give to his animal, Muksa Gomer of Yilurib Shimon. Right? It's a Muksa. Kivan de'i efshar lehenos ela al yedei malacha asuche masach da'ati minayu. Aren't they mesach das the havi the kagogras the simukin? And everybody agrees that is usher. That's the kasha of the Ritva. Yeshlomar, skipping a couple of lines, shalo astru muksa v'nolad elo la'achila v'shesia v'tiltol. It is muksa. It is nolad. But what are you not allowed to do with muksa and nolad? You're not allowed to eat it, drink it, move it. But are you allowed to get benefit from muksa? Muksa is not asr bahana'a. There are things that are muksa. I get benefit from an air conditioner. I get benefit from items that are muksa. A tree stump that does very low. So you could sit on. Avol ner v'kevesh om dibim komo ve'eno mechusr lahem v'lo metal talam lo asr mana'a midin muksa. Right, there's no issue of muksa there, so that is why it is not a problem. Okay, but either way, that's a case where it is mutter was done for a Jew. for a guy. But what if it was on for a Jew? It's usher. So the question is why? Why is it usher for a Jew to get benefit from malacha that was done by a guy on Shabbos? So that is a major machlokas we've shown him, and most assume that it is two machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at Rashi, Rashi here, and Rashi in Maseches Beitza, Daf Chav Dalet, Rashi says here in Dibur Maslo Bichdei, Shelo Yehaneh Bima Shehekdimu Lahachem B'Shabbos. You can't get benefit from a malacha that was done on Shabbos for you. If a guy did a malacha, maybe that's not called a malacha. But if it's a guy did a malacha for you, you can't get benefit from that. Rashi also in Beitza Daf Chav Dalet says the same thing. Chav Dalet on a base. Says Rashi, Kedei Shelo Yehaneh Mimalechas Yantif. There it's Yantif, here it's Shabbos. But that is the Rashi's Shita. So you know, the Rashba also in Erev and Daf Mem says this. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos here, and Tosfos in Maseches Beitza argues and says, no, the reason is not because you shouldn't get benefit, but because if you are allowed to get benefit from the guy's malacha, then you might come to ask the guy to do malacha for you. Aval Benachri, reading our Tosfos here, Ha'osel Tzarach Yisrael, Isharisle, Asila Meimer, Lenachri, Lasos Beshvilo. Right, you could come to ask the Nachri to do it for you. Right, and Tosfos notes, like all the Rishonim discuss, how is this different than the earlier case where a guy comes to put out a fire? You don't have to tell him, don't put out the fire. And here it's Asur Bishvil Yisrael Tachi Amrina. Let's just do Tosfos Tachi Amrina De Nachri Adaita De Nafshi Kavid. When do we say the Nachri acts for himself? Hani Milibi Kibi V'Chayotzibo. When he's putting out the fire, Shein Yisrael Nena B'Maisa HaNachri. It's not direct. Aval hacha sheguf Yisrael nena b'maiso shel nachri lo amrina adaita nafshi k'avid hov anachri miskavin lahana asa. Okay, that's not our issue now. But again, that is Shita's Tosfos. And Tosfos also over there in Maseches Beitza. Elavada ein ze hatam. Elatam shel yomar lo nachri lech v'laket mizeh hatam asur man motzi yadav achram b'flei sheyasu. Okay, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah assumes the Rambam holds like Tosfos, because the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, let me find it, Vav Halacha Ches, Yisrael Sha'amar L'Goy Lasos L'Malacha Zu B'Shabbos, if a Jew tells a guy, Avavi Sha'avar, U'maknas U'makas Mardus, Mutter Lo Lehenos Ba'usa Malacha L'Erev, Acher Sheyamtin B'Chdei Shetase, V'lo Asur B'chol Makam HaSheyamtin B'Chdei Sheyase, Ela B'Bnei Davar Zeh. Right, they answer this time that you have to wait the amount of time after Shabbos that you could have done the malacha. Shem Tomar Ye Mutter Miyad Shema Yomer Lagoy Lasaslo V'Yimsa Adavar Muchan Miyad. Right, you might come to ask a guy. V'Kim Shasra Shiyanta Bethi Shiyasu Lo Yomer Lagoy Lasaslo. Shari Inam Estaker Klum. You won't. This way, you won't get any benefit if you have to wait anyway. Mevdeishu Misakiv Lerav V'Klei Shiyasa Davar Zeh Shenase B'Shabbos. That is the Rambam and the Lecha Mishnah assumes that this sounds like Tosfos, that you might come to ask. Good, the Rush, well, first Rashi and Tosfos, three nafkaminas between these two approaches. If you look in Rashi and Tosfos themselves, in Chav Dalet Amud Beis, in Beitza, so that's talking about Yontif. So what happens if the goy does malacha on the first day of Yontif? Are you allowed to get benefit that night on the second day of Yontif? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. If you say like Rashi that it's all about Shelo Yehaneh, so it should be mutter. Should be mutter, because you're not getting hana. Once you wait the amount of time that night, even though it's Yantav Sheni, it's mutter. So Rashi says, V'atakamru la'erev asurim b'chdei sheyasu, hola acher mikein mutarim afilu la'erev rishonami, says Rashi. Avagav delol Yantav Sheni hu mamtim b'chdei sheyasu mutarim yamanav shach, it's mutter. Because yamanav shach, you're not getting benefit. Im halayla cholhu, if it's weekday, hari himtim b'chdei sheyasu, you waited. Vim kidesh im kodeshu, and if it's kodesh, if the second day is really yantif, nimsa shenilkatu b'chol. So then it was nilkat on a weekday. Kain daiti note v'yesh li ra'ayos harbe. I had many rayas, he quotes from the Gemara in Erevin, and from the Gemara earlier, and he quotes v'zol zachisi l'sholas pi rabinu Yaakov v'davar zeh. He quotes, this is a historical Rashi, he quotes a number of his rebbeim. I didn't get to ask my Rebbe Rabinu Yaakov about this, ka yinogim boheter bim komenu v'hoi lidar pashut. Olachar petiraso shal Rebbe shamati yish Rabinu Yitzchak ha-Levi, shu osir lo motso yantav sheni. I heard from we were always matir, and I heard from the other rebbeim that they were usir, v'chol anshi yiro kamosa, v'cham galachos gedolo sosar came, v'dalti lefan of Loho Elo Adavar. I try to convince them. B'chol Taimo Eno Ella Ella Midaka Shiasu B'Laila Ruya La Asiya Kamar V'Anio Meretz Arlan Shiasu V'Chulu. And the Rashi continues. He quotes Rabbeinu Gershom that he holds like him. Rabbeinu Klonimus Baki B'Kol Hashas. Right, so this is an amazing historical Rashi about all of his rebbeim. But again, Rashi says that it is mutter on the first night of Yontif. On the first night of Yontif, on the second night of Yontif, right away. After Yontif Rishon, at the beginning of Yontif Sheni. And Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, no, if the whole issue is Shema, you might come to ask the guy. So you might come to ask the guy. Even on Yontif Sheni, it's going to be a problem because you could come to ask the guy because you're getting Hana. And this is the way that you were able to get it. Right, and therefore it is a problem even on until after Yontif Sheni. A second nafkamina could be the Rush. The Rush quotes nafkamina number 2 and nafkamina number 3. The Rush says, "Who is it usher? Who is it usher? If a guy does malacha for Reuven, what about Shimon? Is it usher to Shimon?" So says the Rush. According to Rashi, that's nana mimalecha Shabbos. So then here, the first nafkamina was a kula for Rashi. But these are going to be now chumras for Rashi. According to Rashi, it's also l'chol Yisrael. Shelo yenem melechas yantav, because every Jew, all Jews, cannot be nene from melechas yantav or Shabbos. But according to Tosfos, that is, the issue is chshash, shema yavo to ask, so then l'chora, maybe it'll only be usher for the Jew that it was done for. Avlefi Rabbeinu Tam, shepirish mishum shema yomer l'nachri, l'havi biyantav, sheyochal erev miyad, mistaver shemutr li'Yisrael acher miyad, v'lo chayshinan sheyomer l'nachri, l'havi b'shol acher, din adam choti v'lo lo. We don't assume that'll be. That's nafkamina number 2. By the way, the Taz, in the beginning of Simon Tavkuf Tezvav, has this whole sikum. Quotes the Sugi and Beitza, quotes the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, quotes the Rush with all the Nafkaminas. That's number 2. Number 3, what about, we know that this is talking about a goy. The Gemara says there in Beitza that if a goy does malacha for a Jew on Yantif, then you have to wait till after Yantif, Bechadesha Yasu, with the amount of time that it would have taken to do this malacha. Fine. But what about if a Jew does malacha Beshogig, and some Tanaim hold that you have to wait till after Shabbos as well. Not just not all Rameir holds that it's mutter even on that day if it's done b'shogeg. But if it's not, so you have to wait till after. You have to wait b'chdei sheyasu. Do you have to wait b'chdei sheyasu after Shabbos when a Jew does it b'shogeg? So that says the Rush would be another machlok. Going to Rashi, yes, because you can't get hana'a from malacha that was done on Shabbos or Yontif. So you have to wait b'chdei sheyasu. While Tosfos says, no, the whole issue is gzeira shema. You might come to ask. You're not going to come to ask a Jew. The Jew's not going to listen to you. We're not goes there, mishum that. So therefore, that's another nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. There is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, who the Shulchan Aruch paskins like. Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilcha Shabbos, he seems to paskin like Tosfos. Paskin like Tosfos, because he says, it's mutter miyad. It's mutter miyad, says, hamavashal b'shabbos, b'mezid, aser lo 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 olam, l'cher mutter l'motzei Shabbos miyad. So right away, u'b'shogeg, aser bo bayom, gam la'acher, v'la'erev mutter gam lo miyad. So what does he say? Right after Shabbos. If it was done b'shogeg, it's mutter right away after Shabbos. Right away after Shabbos. You don't have b'chdei sheyasu. That was nafkamina number 3 that we just said, that you don't have to wait, and that's like Tosfos. But if you look in Hilchos Yontif, in Tavkuf Tezvav, the Shmir Shabbos points out this stira in the Mavo. In Tavkuf Tezvav, he paskins that it is mutter after Yontif Rishon, right? Which is like Rashi in the first nafkamina. Nachri shevi doron li Yisrael b'Yontif, says the Shulchan Aruch. Im yesh b'mino b'mechubar oshem mechusar tzeda, meaning if you have to assume that a malacha was done, aser af l'misha lahuva b'shvilo, la'achlo b'bayom. It's aser for everybody, right, to eat. So that's all. That sounds like Rashi also. It's aser to everybody. And number 2, v'asul ha-taltzalan aser, avil ha-taltzalan aser, ula'erv mutaram b'chdei sheyasu. And that night is mutter b'chdei sheyasu. So really, it is nafkamina number 1 and 2. He's going like Rashi there. So that is a problem. So the Shmir Shabbos discusses this in the Mavo, trying to figure out how to answer the stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but either way, so far we have 2 days in the Rishonim. What is the reason for the Isser Hana'a from a malacha that was done for a guy on Shabbos, and 3 nafkaminas. So within each shita, you also have an important discussion. The Taz, Tav Kuf Tezvav, beginning of Hilchos Yontif, says the Taz, after quoting this whole discussion, within Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's the reason? You'll get benefit from malacha done by a guy on Yontif or Shabbos, because you might come to ask him. Says the Taz, isn't that a gzera l'gzera? If you would actually ask a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, how do we start off this year? That itself is a Mr. Durabanan. Amir la'akum is Durabanan on Shabbos and Yontif. So if you were going to be gozer, mishum, you might come to ask, isn't that a gzera l'gzera? Ve'eni k'day l'achriya, ask the Taz, after quoting Rashi and Tosfos, he says, I'm not going to be machriya, mikol makom amarti, makshehuk shuli, l'pir shebeinu tam delo matzino gzeira, ela misha misadar aisa, avalo gzeira l'gzeira, right, unless, we don't find gzeira l'gzeira, unless you say, which the Taz says sometimes, that's always an answer, im lo mikomo sha'amru ku l'chad gzeirahu, right, unless you say, oh, it's all one, meaning you had to do one, mishum the other, hainu b'shah, she'gazru gzeira rishona, kaluima av gzeira shniya. V'yim kein kan shah iser shalamir la'akum sheyavi biyantiv he shvus to kolamir la'akum shvus v'lama yaser b'yom arishon la'erev k'dei sheyasu v'chulu. So he says maybe that you could answer kula chadik zerahi. Again, the Gemara says that sometimes, but fundamentally it's a problem. Ein gozun zera l'zera. That's what Rashi says in the beginning of Beisa. On that Beis Mabeis, the Rabbanan don't have the power. Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. They have the power to make a mishmeres, a gzera, to guard Hashem's law, but not to guard their own laws. Vadarmina, this is Rashi, Beitza, Bezim, Abeis. Vadarmina, b'kule shas, en gozun gzera l'gzera, mehai kronafka, ushmartemes mishmarti, asu mishmeres, klomar gzera, l'mishmarti, l'tarosai. V'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres, shalo yasu gzera l'gzera. They don't have the authority to do that. And therefore, that was the Taz's problem, unless you answer Kula Chada Zera. Within Rashi, you also have a discussion. Tosfos himself asks. Tosfos in Chulin, right, that's the Gemara about Maisa Shabbos. Tosfos in Chulin notes that there are some Tanoim, and some Rishonim even, the Gemara even says, we Paskin that way, like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, when it comes to a Jew doing Malacha on Shabbos, it's Mutter Miyad. It's Mutter right away. Jew, Malacha, Bishogeg on Shabbos is Mutter right away, according to Rabbi Meir. So asks Tosfos, so how does that work for Rashi? According to Rashi, why is it that if a guy does Malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get benefit from a Shabbos, Kushalo Yenemi, Maisa Shabbos, while if a Jew does Malacha, Bishogeg, not for a Chola, but for a Shogeg, that's Mutter right away. You should say the same Svara, Shalo Yehene, Mi Maisa Shabbos. Why is a Jew b'shogeg mutter right away on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Meir, and according to others, and by the case of the goy, it's not. That's Tosfos kasha chulin tesvav and aleph deeper maschul mori. The kasha mikan lapirish hakuntris the bereish ain't sudden. According to Gemara in Beitza, kavi ovik ocham shevi daron liyisrael amishbo so min mechumar asurin levanam asurim lechayasu pirish hakuntris the time of the asurim lechayasu lishalo yenaim lechaz yantiv harei. What about our case? Mevashel b'shabbos to b'shogeg yochal b'yavagav denenim melech haShabbos. So he says if it's just bishul, so maybe that's not really benefit because you could have eaten it without the bishul. But what about shchita? What about shchita? So answers Tosfos. Maybe when it comes to a Jew doing malacha b'shogeg, that's less shchiach than a goy doing malacha for a Jew. Milsa lo shchicha lo gazru be'rabanan. That is what Tosfos themselves say. If you look at the Rashba in Erevin on Daf Mem, he quotes and answers for Rashi. He says maybe Rashi also is connected to Tosfos' svara. Also connected to Tosfos' svara. Rashi says, remember that you don't want to be mezalzel on the day. So the Rashba says, maybe there's another step. You don't want to be mezalzel on the day, and therefore, benefiting from a Jew's act b'shogeg on Shabbos is not going to lead to a zilzel of the day, because you're never going to come to ask the Jew to do malacha. Mashenkein, if you're able to use malacha of a guy, that's going to lead to zilzel. Meaning, what's the difference? According to Tosfos, the whole gzera is mishum, you might come to ask. According to Rashi, no, the gzera is mishum zilzel. Step two, there's more of a chshash of that zilzel of Shabbos or Yontif in a case where it might lead you to ask the person to do malacha for you. That's the Rashba here in Erev and Daf Mem. V'kol makom k'divrei Rashi's on Nira Iker. V'ahim avasha b'Shabbos lo kasha. The kasha the Tosfos asks. T'kiva shenatzes malacha b'shogeg. Lekha l'migzer b'di. T'yav agav t'shar esle b'shogeg. Lo asi l'mev l'chad chilo b'mezid. Hilka chay kilu b'anas malacha kazu. Avo b'malacha anasas aydei goi. T'asi l'zel zule bay. Ula akule bay. U'lameymer l'goi hechmir. L'meymer l'goi hechmir ba shlo yenem yimena. Ad shekdei sheyasu b'chos. That is the Rashba in Erevin on Daf Mem. Again, once you say this, you're bringing Rashi much closer to Tosfos, then you might not say, let's say the Rambam, the Bir Halacha says in Tav Kuf Tesvav, you might not have to say that the Rambam holds like Tosfos now, like the Lechem Mishnah said. It could be that he holds like Rashi, because we're saying that Rashi might hold of two, both sides as well. One final makar, and that is, if you look in the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses whether Malachis, or Yisurim in general, it talks about Yisurei Gavra and Yisurei Maisa, Yisurei Chefsa. And He said, talks about how pashtus, if you have an isser that's only for a temporary amount of time, is probably an isser gafra. Because if it was an isser chefzer, an isser maisa, it should be usser always. That's his chakir. But then he says, but maybe not. Then he quotes that from the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, which we had a shiur about a couple of weeks ago. That is, matzah gzula, you're not yosef with using stolen matzah for Pesach, but if you carried matzah through Rosh Hashanah, then you would be. Why? Because maybe because Shabbos is an isser zmani, doesn't adhere in the chefza, it's just on the gavra, while matzah, the isser of stealing, is on the chefza. But he says, but you look in Brachas Nun Gimel, maybe the Bavli argues. What's that about? If a goy lights a candle on Shabbos, you're not supposed to use it for Avdalah. What do you mean? A goy's not mitzuveh in Shabbos. It must be an isser chefza. Again, but that whole sugya, again, there's a longer discussion there, but that whole sugya discusses the status of a goy's melacha action on Shabbos, even there, even if it's done for a goy. Even if it's done for a guy. But that's the related to our case where Rashi says, Shalo Yehne, Mimalecha Shabbos of a guy, Tosa says, you don't come to ask.